But I just stopped by to tell you tonight, you cannot see Jesus in sin. You cannot say you even know the Lord if you're living in sin. You don't know him. But the good thing about that, he sent a remedy to get you out of sin. Give me Matthew 1:21. See, we ain't got a heap of time. You just got to go on and get into it.
Matthew 1:21.
Now, this is a remedy now. And the thing about it, you must accept it. It's a free gift. And it's yours for the asking. And one thing you're going to have to realize, people, there are two sides of the resurrection. Eternal life, condemnation. And the Lord has put those choices in our hands. It's not in his hand, it's in our hands. And what he said, I'm going to do, I'm going to stand at the door and knock.
Yes.
What you're knocking at, I'm knocking at your heart. It's up to you to let me in.
That's right.
But if you let me in, I'll come in and suit with you.
Yes.
I can abide with you and you can be my son and my daughter, says the Lord.
That's right.
That's a promise to you. But you got to accept it. What the book says?
And she shall bring forth a son.
And she shall bring forth a son.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Thou shalt call his name Jesus.
For he shall save his people from their sins.
In the sin.
From their sins.
You mean I can't save my sins?
He shall save his people from their sins.
The Bible said from their sins.
Yes,
so they let me know if we're still living in sin, then we're not of God. Because he said, I'm sending him to save my people from their sins.
Yes.
And at that time, he come to get his people out of sin. But now, since the apostle gone on, now we are here.
Yes,
and our job is to do all in our power to bring you out of sin.
Yes.
Sometimes people don't want to just come out. You have to grab them and just snatch them out of hell. Snatch them out of there. Glory. Can y'all see the Lord? Seeing how the first people were. He said it was a sinful generation. Full of iniquity. It repented him that he even made man. Not only man, but even the beasts, the fowls of the air, it repented him, he made them. And what he said he would do them and destroy them off the face of the earth. But he found favor in eight souls, nor in his family.
Yes, yes.
And a question had been raised, when I return, will I find faith in the earth? Will I? Glory, glory. How many losing faith? Paul asked the question, what should separate us from the love of God? What the book said?
Now all this was done.
Now all this was done.
That it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by
yes.
the prophets.
What?
Saying.
Yes.
Behold.
Behold.
A virgin shall be with child.
A virgin shall be with child.
And shall bring forth a son.
And shall bring forth a son.
And they shall call his name Emmanuel. Which being interpreted is God with us.
Acts 2:38. There's a remedy for it. Ain't no other remedy. You got to come by Acts 2:38.
Yes, sir.
Now, God done sent one remedy, which was his son. Died on the cross, shed his blood, that we can be free from sin.
That's right. That's right.
A free gift. You don't have to pay for this. It's free. But you got to accept it.
Oh, oh.
Don't keep going through life and don't accept God. It's a bad thing to die without him. Can't get in. That's just the bottom line. You can't get in. What the book say?
Acts 2:38.
Yeah.
Then Peter said unto them, repent.
Repent means
and
stop.
And be baptized.
Whatsoever you're doing, stop.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what you done done in your past. What I want you to do is stop right now. Stop. You know, I was telling them down the country when I was coming up, we used to have a thing we call Alabama Roll. And we know that stop sign says stop. But we roll up to it. We never make a complete stop. We roll to it and keep rolling. And that's what some people's doing. They know what the Bible says, but they rolling right on by. You roll your way right on in hell. God got a remedy for it. He said, stop, stop. If you're lying, stop.
Yes, yes.
You're stealing, stop. You're slandering your sisters and brothers, stop. You're backbiting, stop. Criticizing one another, stop. Repent. Glory.
Yes, sir.
Glory, glory, glory. Yes, yes, yes. What is that?
Repent.
Repent.
And be baptized.
And be baptized.
Every one of you.
Every one of you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Son.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Ain't no other man got no power. Jesus, when he come out the grave, he said, all power in heaven and earth is in my hand.
Yes,
yes. Y'all, we don't have no power. As his daughter don't have no power. It's in God's hand now. And we got to accept it. If you want to see Jesus. What?
For the remission of your sin.
For the remission of sin.
And you shall receive the gift.
Remission
of the Holy
means
Ghost.
Removing. That's what it means. Remission. So that means when you come to him,
yes,
all those things that you have done in the past, and you repent of those things and get baptized in the water, those sins are moved. Somebody said, well, since he died on the cross, you can do what you want to do now. The precipitation has already been paid. Don't believe that. When you come up out of that water, you're supposed to come up as a new creature. Now, if you come up and start back sinning, you ain't repenting. People, you can say what you want to say. And with two types of people in the earth, we are saved or we are sinner. But you don't have to be no sinner.
Yes, sir.
Because I got the remedy for you tonight. 3:19.
Repent.
They told me to slow down a little bit, so I'm slowing down. They want some understanding, so we're going to give you some understanding. Repent.
Ye therefore, and be converted.
Converted means change. Change. See, he preached on perfection. Perfection means your character change.
Yes, talk.
You ain't thinking and doing like you used to. Huh? Your mind changed. Everything about you begin to change. Why? Because the word of God is done got in. And Jesus promised the work I start, I'll finish.
Yes,
I'm a believer of that. He ain't finished with us yet. He's still working. But you got to let him start working. He can't work in no sinful body. Clean it up. You got to clean it up. God won't deal in a nasty house. That house got to be clean. And the only thing can clean it is the word of God.
Yes,
and we're going to let you hear what the word say about it. What it say?
That your sins may be blotted out.
That your sins might be blotted out. I'm going to blot them out.
Yes.
What you done in the past, I'm blotting it out. Because you turning to me. You making a true commitment to me. You let me know, I want to serve you, Lord. So I'm going to blot out all that you done done. I'm giving you a brand new start. Walking in the light. Not no more in darkness. Glory. 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 Yes, yes, yes. They come, preacher. What is that?
When a time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
How many believe Jesus coming? Raise your hand. What are you doing about it? Since you know he's coming, how are you preparing yourself for his coming? Now back then, he had mercy.
Yes, yes.
On Noah and his family. But this time he said, I'm coming back. Execute judgment without mercy. He won't have mercy this time. Your mercy is right now. Your warning is right now. Come on in.
Yes, yes.
Come on in. A cry has been made. Come unto me, all you that are laden. And a heavy laden. I give you rest. Don't you want some rest? Somebody needs some rest tonight. Their mind is tired. Their body is tired. Their heart is aching. I can give you rest.
Yes, yes.
If you come to me. Glory, 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 glory. Yes. Glory. Yes, yes. What is that?
And he shall send Jesus Christ.
He shall send Jesus Christ.
Which before was preached unto you.
Which before was preached unto you.
Whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things.
Waiting on the fruit of the earth. Peter said he is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish. He didn't say they wouldn't perish. Not willing that any should perish. Why would you want to perish? It's hot out there, man. It ain't even fine. It's hot.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Just standing up out there talking to Deacon Murphy, sweat just running down my back. Now, Deacon, we got to get out of the heat. Let's go inside. You standing out here sweating like that. So I know I don't want to go. Give me St. John 8:32. We talking about this remedy now. They said, slow it down, preacher, where somebody can understand you. So that's what we're doing. And then if I feel like shouting a little bit, I'm going to shout a little bit. Because you can't keep me slow then. That ain't Ella Robinson. I have to be me. That's what I was taught. Be yourself.
Yes, yes.
So that's who I am, Ella Robinson.
That's right.
And when he feel like skipping, he skip. Yes. Feel like moaning, he moan a little bit.
Yes, yes.
What the book said?
St. John 8:32.
Yeah.
And you shall know the truth.
Now here you go. Now when you come to me, now you got to come to know it. Y'all understand?
Yes.
You got to come to know the truth. Because a carnal mind person can receive nothing of the Lord. What is a carnal mind person? An unspiritual person. So you can't receive this. That's why you keep preaching over and over and over. And some keep doing the same thing over and over and over. Why? They don't hear. Jesus said, my sheep are hear my voice. They'll follow me. Are you a sheep tonight? Or are you a goat? Now, I got the book, and I know I'm right. What it say?
And you shall know the truth.
You shall know the truth.
And the truth shall make you free.
If you get what I'm giving you, it'll make you free.
Yes, sir.
What?
They answered him.
They answered him.
We be Abraham's seed.
We be Abraham's seed.
And we never in bondage to any man.
Listen to these Pharisees new talk. What?
How sayest thou?
How sayest thou?
Ye shall be made free.
Ye shall be made free.
Yes, sir. What? Jesus answered them.
Jesus answered them.
Verily, verily, I say unto you.
Y'all listen to this closer. Verily, verily, I say unto thee.
Whosoever committeth sin.
It don't make no difference. Whosoever committeth sin.
Is a servant of sin.
You're a servant of sin.
And the servant abideth not in the house forever.
And the servant abideth not in the house.
But the son abideth ever.
Give me Romans 8, 2. Book talking.
Yes, sir.
Y'all can say amen if you want to. You don't, I'm going to say it. Amen.
Romans 8, verse 2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and
back
death.
Back up to one.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
In him. In him.
Yes, sir.
See, so you got to be in him. And all the way to get in him, we are baptized into your body by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that's the only thing put us in God's body. And without the Spirit of God, we are not in God's body. The Bible says, ye know those that are healed.
Yes.
Why do you know them? Because they'll follow me. My sheep will follow me. They ain't mumbling and ain't complaining. They ain't waiting to hear this one or hear that one.
Talk.
Now, when you do that, you got to respect the person. That's
talk.
Sin.
Talk.
That's why he set them all in the church to perfect the church.
Right.
Some elders, some pastors, some evangelists, some teachers. Got to hear them all.
That's right.
One man can't perfect it. It takes every last one of us. But if you don't hear, you won't be perfected. That's why he said perfect the saints. A color man can't be perfected. I got it like a book said. Glory. What it said.
Who walk not after the flesh.
See that? There ain't no condemnation in you. You ain't walking after the flesh. What is flesh saying? That old sinful nature. You ain't following it. You ain't obeying it no more.
Yes, sir.
You got a new master. Jesus. Can you say Jesus?
Jesus.
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 Now if you got a new master, why you keep looking at the world? Why? And he told the saints, they're not to fasten yourself after the world. Fasten means look like whatever they do, we shouldn't be doing it. They ought to be fastening themselves after us. Why? Because we're the light. We're the city on the hill. We're the one that cannot be hid. What?
But after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free.
For the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has made me free.
From the law of sin and
death. I'm free from the law of sin and death.
Yes, sir.
I've been set free. Glory. Ain't had to sin. No. Somebody said, well, you can't help but sin sometime. See, that false prophet got done messed up your mind. That's Satan. All of us have to make choices. Every day we ride, you got to make a choice. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to serve sin. Them the two choices. Ain't no in between. Jesus said, you're either with me or you're against me. What are you saying tonight? Time winding up. Not the end of the world, but the end of the church age. It's coming to a close. Everything pointing toward his coming. Our job, he told the church, look up. Look up. Why? Because your redemptive drawing nigh. Are you looking up? Or you still got your mind out there? He sent John to warn the church. Come out of her, my people. Don't be partakers of sin. Why won't you come out? None of us can add one cubit to our stature. But everything in the world come out with, we jump on it. Young people, you don't have to paint up your face. God holding it will beautify you.
Yes, yes.
You don't have to add all those weeds and things to enhance your beauty. You got to know who you are in God. You are already beautiful. If a man can't accept you how you are, let him alone. We got to get in. Long as we follow the world, you can't get in. When he judges the world, he'll judge you right along with it. This is what you call tough love. I see how you're looking at me. And that one thing Bishop Luke taught me, I ain't looking at no floor. I ain't looking at no ceiling. I'm looking directly at you. So I'm watching your moves. Who you jingling on? You let me know whether you're with it or not. What it say?
For what the law could not do.
For what the law could not do.
In that it was weak.
It was weak.
The flesh.
Wasn't no power in it.
Yes.
But we got some power.
Yes, sir.
Supposed to have anyhow. What?
God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
Sending his own son in the likeness of
and
sinful
for sin.
Flesh. And for sin.
Condemned sin in the flesh.
Same fleshly body we have. He came in it. He proved that a man can live free from sin. Don't y'all listen to these false prophets talking about you can't help them sinning, and you just keep on doing these little sins, and then you think you can, every time you do it, you can just go pray and say, Lord, forgive me. He that committed sin is utter dead, won't care how you put it. Now I'm trying to get you out. And he definitely needs some workers in the vineyard. Come work for him. I don't care what time you come in, you get the same pay. Eternal life. Second Corinthians 3:17. I like when the book talks. See, I learned that from Bishop Jeffrey. If you let the book talk, it'll bring you out. And then say, can't nobody argue with this. Because you ain't kept your blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, because this is the Holy Ghost. So cut out all that mumbling and grumbling, just get with it. What it say?
Now the Lord is that spirit.
Now the Lord is that spirit.
And where the spirit of the Lord is.
And where the spirit of the Lord, now y'all hear this good now. He said where the spirit of the Lord is.
There is liberty.
There's liberty. Do you have that liberty? Liberty means freedom. Are you free tonight? Are you still bound by the old death clause? See, that's what was wrong with Lazarus. After being dead for 4 long days, the sister said, well, Father Jesus, if you would have been here, no doubt about it, our brother, wouldn't have died. Yes, but we know we are seeing in the resurrection. Now you look at his power, Holy Ghost power. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Hallelujah to God. You show me where you laid him. Glory, 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 glory. Yes, yes. Took him to the tomb where they had him laid. Jesus called out, why Lazarus, come forth. Yes. Can you see a man been dead for 4 long days? They had told him, no doubt about it, he stank now. Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah to God. Lazarus, come out the grave. Oh, yes, he did. But the death clothes still had him bound. Somebody bound tonight. Somebody still got the cloth of sin wrapped all around them. Yeah. But I got something that can set you free. Yeah. I heard Jesus said, told those that were standing around, loose the man. Loose a man. I'm here tonight to tell Satan, loose a man. Loose them. Set them free. They don't belong to you. I created them for my use. Yeah. I belong to God. Glory. I heard John said, blessed he that have part in the first resurrection. You better be praying that your name is written in the book. Not books. Book. Can't have no unforgiveness in your heart. Hallelujah to God. Can't have all this image strife in your heart. Yes. Can't be looking at one another side eye. Shaking some hand, leaving others alone. Yeah. That's not of God. Yeah. Because if we're one body, we ought to be walking together in unity. Yeah. That unity calls us walk together in love. Yes, it will. Hallelujah to God. Check your hearts tonight.
That's right.
Check your minds.
That's right.
It's getting late in the evening. Sun life going down. This whole world.